It is the Chicken Wars, Popeyes versus Chick-fil-A, and it's getting spicy. The VMAs are coming up on Monday, and Howard and I are trying to get pregnant by Jadenna. Back to reality. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, kids. Happy Sunday. Woo! This is not the last Sunday in August, but we're almost there. We're almost there, kind of. Hi, guys. What's up? I am your girl, Nakia Monet. Welcome to Black Hollywood Live, Back to Reality. And I am the captain of this boat, but I do have my second captain with me.
Yes, everybody. It's Howard the Third. Nice to be seen. Nice to be heard.
Yes. Before Howard and I did this, our family at AfterBuzz TV and Black Hollywood Live, we had a cute little brunch session and we celebrated like AfterBuzz TV and our co-founders, Maria and Kevin. So we're a little like lit from that. Love them to death.
Love them. Love them. Love those pancakes.
Those mimosas.
Love everything.
Yes. Before we go into anything, Howard, how was your weekend?
It was good. Just relaxed. I went out on Friday and then I stayed in the house on Saturday. I went to the fair. Uh-huh. I played a little games, went a few rides, but that's pretty much it. What about you?
My weekend was really, it went by quick. Yesterday, I got injured. I played kickball, hurt my knee. That's how old I am. I went to bed really early. I'm really, really old, but I'm happy to be here. Today is August 25th, and it is the 18th anniversary that we lost Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. Big fans of Aaliyah. Howard has the Aaliyah jersey on that she wore at the MTV Games. So I wanted to shout that out. So shout out to baby girl Aaliyah. Huge, huge fan. And he has, which is amazing, it says Aaliyah on the back. Yes. So this is August 25th. And if anybody cares, my birthday is 2 months from today.
Oh my gosh.
Well, let's get into it, kids, because we've had a really busy week. There's been so much going on social media. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to kick it off. So let's start with our first segment, Moments of the Week. Ooh. Yes. This is where Howard and I break down the craziest things that happened this week. And baby, I'm going to start first. I mean, if you go on social media, you can't get away from the goddamn chicken. The chicken, the chicken, the chicken. What came first, the egg or the chicken, Howard? So, if you guys don't know, Popeyes just released their brand new chicken sandwich. But hold up, because Chick-fil-A is like, I don't think so, Popeyes. Because our chicken sandwich is better. Which caused a social media beef, no pun intended, between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. And then Wendy's stepped in and was like, y'all out here fighting about which chicken sandwich is the best, but we have the best chicken sandwich. Oh, and then Arby's came.
Arby's?
And then Shake Shack came.
Oh, no.
Any place who serves a chicken sandwich came and was like, we have the best chicken sandwich. And they have been competing with Popeyes. And if you guys don't know, Popeyes made $25 million this week because of their chicken sandwiches. Now, some people love it. They think it's amazing. They think the chicken sandwiches are great. Black Twitter has come together because of Black Twitter. We have started this. But then some people, on their hand, are like, this chicken sandwich is nasty. It's all right. Black people, why are we fighting over chicken? The lines have been extremely long. Mm. The workers have been abused mentally, verbally, and emotionally. Howard, what did you think? Did you try the chicken sandwich? Do you think everybody's overdoing it?
It's a mess. I haven't even tried it because it's been sold out everywhere. Same. So I'm like, can y'all stop eating it for 2.5 seconds and let a brother get a sandwich? I don't understand. Y'all are eating it from morning to night? Please, give it a break. So let me get one of these sandwiches. I mean, if you even watching our show, because I know you are, and listening, can you send me one? Uber Eats me a chicken sandwich here to the studio. I love you forever, but you know, I'm not mad that it's overrated. Every now and again, we always like something new, or we try to like grab onto something, and chicken sandwiches is it, you know?
I love it. Like, I get what people are saying. Like, someone tweeted was like, oh, you guys are getting chicken sandwiches, but no one's voting. And I'm like, all right, shut the hell up, first of all. Second of all, someone did a really good tweet where it was like, it's actually easier to get a chicken sandwich than it's easier for black people to vote because there's, you know, people have been stopping black people from voting. So I hate the negative tweets like, oh, you guys are supporting chicken sandwiches, but you don't support my t-shirt brand. It's like, all right, relax. I don't want to support your rap music because you can't rap, but I do want a chicken sandwich. Me personally, I have not tried it yet because it's been sold out, but I have been trying to eat healthier. Oh. And I seen a great meme that was like, in 20 years, we're going to see the commercial like, if you ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich 20 years ago and you have melanocytosis, please call. I probably won't eat it, but I think it's amazing that Black Twitter came together. Mm-hmm. I love seeing us come together because, you know, there's a lot of shitty things going on in this world.
Yeah.
And for what it's worth, I do like seeing it, but I want to tell y'all something. Stop abusing these goddamn chicken workers and the Popeyes workers.
Okay.
And stop videoing. I don't like that. These people are not getting paid. Popeyes made $23 million, but the workers did not. So stop abusing them. Yeah. Leave them alone. But I do think it's cool that the chicken sandwich is lit.
Exactly. I like it. Seriously, stop fighting at Popeyes. Like, fighting the worker. She did not make the chicken sandwiches because she was on break. Y'all are bringing her out to fight her when she's taking a break, sis. Calm down.
And shout out to the Popeyes workers because they ain't here for it. And they're going to fight you.
They sure are.
Pull up. But if you guys are in the comments, let me know if you guys tried the chicken sandwich. And what do you like better? Do you like that? Shake Shack try, but they know damn well anybody trying that $20 chicken sandwich, Wendy's or Chick-fil-A. Let us know which chicken sandwich you like better if you're a vegan or on a keto diet like myself. Let us know.
Break your diet and get a sandwich. So let's move on. So the VMAs are coming up tomorrow, actually, on Monday. And Missy Elliott is finally getting the MJ Vanguard Award. MTV will be celebrating the 36th annual.
That's older than me.
VMA Award with performances by Lizzo, Meg Thee Stallion, Hot Girl Meg, you know her, Normani, and more. And of course, the Queen, Missy Elliott, will be honored with the award. Will you be watching? Because I know I will.
I will definitely be watching because this is long overdue for Missy to get the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. She should have got it first.
She really should have. And I remember just growing up, like watching making the video with Missy Elliott, and I just wanted to always like be like her and get a video like her. I even told myself, like, when I make it, I'm going to have Dave Myers do my video. Like, I followed Dave off of her.
You know,
like,
what's crazy? Dave Myers did Normani's video, which is amazing. She paid homage to the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite Missy video if you have one?
Oh my gosh, it's so tough. But I would have to say maybe Work It.
I like Work It.
I like that. You know what, the her name, Allison Stone, I think, mm-hmm. with the little girl from Disney Channel. She was in there busting it down.
Is it Work It?
Let me work it.
I put my thing down, flipping and reverse it. I like Sock It To Me when her and Little Kim dress as astronauts. Ooh, sock it to me like you wanna do. Ooh, I can kick it like it wanna do. Yeah, that's my favorite Missy. So I'm happy to see Missy. I'm a little upset because Meg Thee Stallion is performing like pre-show.
Yeah.
And my queen deserves to perform on the show.
Okay.
Because she coined Hot Girl Summer and she's hot right now. So blessings to her, but hopefully she'll be on the stage next year. But I am happy that Normani and Lizzo are performing this year on stage. But Meg, we got you for next year.
We got you, girl.
Yes. A little sad right now. T Grizzly, one of my favorite rappers. I wanted to make this story a highlight. He is a Detroit rapper and he was in Detroit with his team and it was a car parked outside of some place that he was at. And unfortunately, the car was shot at. And he didn't get hit by any bullets, but his manager, who's actually his aunt, was murdered. And a few other people were killed. And I thought it was really, really sad. It just says that it's kind of like Escalade. The assailant opened shot and they fired two, striking Brown. And that's his aunt and his manager. And she died at the hospital. So I just want to read this post that he shared on Instagram. He posted this amazing video of his beautiful aunt. Aww. And he just said, since I was 12, we've been going everywhere together. How are you going to heaven without me? I don't know what to say, JB. I just wanted to show you the world and smile. And I love you so much. So it's unfortunately, we have to stop gun violence. And it's unfortunate that his car was shot at. The news reports that they don't know if he was the intended person that they meant to shoot at. But it's sad that like his aunt was murdered and killed, and that's his manager. So our prayers and condolences go to T Grizzly and his family, because that's really sad and unfortunate.
Oh my gosh.
Horrible, man.
Mm-hmm. Gotta end gun violence, y'all.
Baby.
So let's move on with Katy Perry here. So looks like a second person has come forward to accuse Katy Perry, yes, the pop star, the one who's on American Idol, of alleged sexual misconduct. So a Russian TV presenter, her name was Tina, it's a tough, you know, last name, Russian. we don't call her Tina. Tina claims that Katy once approached her. Once approached her while allegedly intoxicated at an event and attempted to kiss her without her consent.
Mm.
The first person accused Katy, who's an actor who started her music video for Katy's hit Teenage Dream, which that's one of my favorite songs from her, has accused the pop star of sexual misconduct as well. So, and the responses show her fans aren't buying it. Josh Kloss recently detailed his alleged experiences with Katie, both on the set and off the set, accusing her of verbally bullying him during production and exposing his penis to others without his consent at a party that was held separately from the shoot. Now, are we holding Katie against, like, holding this against her, or are we just saying, this is Katy Perry, this is what she's known for?
Here's the thing.
She kissed a girl and she liked it.
I kissed a girl and I liked it. Something cherry chapstick.
Yes.
So here's the thing. A lot of her fans are not buying these stories from the two people that's coming out and accusing her. You know, I'm all about like trial and error and whatever's happening and needs to go to trial. This is like a real thing. You know, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Homeboy says that, you know, she pulled his penis out and exposed it. And that's uncomfortable if that really did happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I don't know. Because I don't want to keep talking and then get myself in trouble and give my thoughts. I'll say this. Baby. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. And then I'll say this. Katy Perry's fans don't agree with what these two people are saying.
Right.
Because I read an article where they're not buying what this guy is saying and what the girl is saying. They're not buying any of it. So I'll report what her fans are saying. They're just saying they don't agree. They don't believe what they're saying. They don't think that their queen, Katie, would ever do something like that. And if they did, they think that the two parties were in on it as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm interested to see if any more stories are going to come out from more people. Because it is a guy and it is a female saying that I felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I know a lot of our fans are saying, why are you guys just coming out now? But we all know like some people feel uncomfortable to come out when it did happen. So I'll just say what the fans are saying. I ain't going to say how I feel or what I think because I ain't going to go in there.
Oh, no.
What you think?
I know it's tough because it's like we know if this is true, you know, nothing should excuse what happened or what they're saying. But we should also know that Katy Perry has this persona of being that girl to be a little bit more wild, being that girl who kind of pushes herself on to people, which is not right by any means.
Right.
But we do know, you know, the whole thing with Katy Perry and Miley Cyrus and how they kissed. And then Miley was like, oh, I don't want that tongue nowhere near me. Or Katy said that. So it's like, you know, we know Katie is a little free spirit.
Right. And you think it'd be different if she was a guy. And there, this was a...
That's true.
If Katie was a guy named, like, Ken, and there was a guy and a girl coming out saying, I felt uncomfortable because he pulled my penis out, and he pushed himself on me, do you think it'd be different?
Unfortunately, yeah. In today's society, you sure would.
It's crazy. So, the best to everybody. We'll see what happens when more information comes out. Let's go to our next segment, our social media segment.
Let me take a selfie.
And the category is social media. I've been watching Pose way too much.
I know. Have you caught up?
I need to watch the last episode, the season finale.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I was
going to
say something literally from the season finale, now.
Don't worry, because my mother has ruined everything for me because she can't hold water. So,
gosh.
If you guys haven't watched Pose, make sure you watch Pose. Literally the best show. And they have been nominated for literally every award. And that is groundbreaking in history because these are trans people, gay people on TV, and they're making history and breaking the ceilings.
Yes.
Someone breaking the ceilings and breaking a wrecking ball. Miss Miley Cyrus herself. My Sagittarius sister. You know I ride or die for my Sagittarius. My birthdays are coming up. So I'm gonna... Miley and Liam have broken up.
Right.
For those who don't know, they were a couple. They broke up. They got back together and got married. And now it looks like Liam has filed for divorce, but there have been rumors of why they're divorcing. So Miss Miley Cyrus. Now, you know, Sagittarius, we are very blunt. And we don't know how to keep our thoughts to ourselves.
Okay.
I'm working on it, baby. I'm working on it. So Miley took to social media, which she probably shouldn't have, but this is what she tweeted. I'm just going to read it, okay? She said, I swung on a wrecking ball naked. Goals. I got kicked off Hotel Transvilia for buying Liam a penis cake for his birthday and licking it. I lost a massive Walmart deal at 17 for ripping a bong. I effed up and cheated in relationships when I was young. It's no secret that I was partying in my teens and my early 20s. I've not only smoked, but advocated for weed. I've experimented with drugs. My biggest song to date is about dancing on Molly and snorting lines in the bathroom, one of my favorite songs. I can accept that life I've chosen means I must live completely open and transparent with my fans, who I love, and the public 100% all the time. What I cannot accept is being told I am lying to cover up a crime that I've committed and I have nothing to hide. She also says, there is probably more nudes of me on the internet than maybe some women in history. But the truth is, once Liam and I reconciled, I meant it. I was committed. There is no secrets to uncover here. I've learned from every experience in my life. I am not perfect. I don't want to be. It's boring. I've grown up in front of you, but the bottom line is I have grown up. Yes. I can't have admitted things that I refuse to admit, that my marriage ended because of cheating. That is not true. Liam and I have been together for a decade. I've said it before and it remains true. I love Liam and always will. But at this point, I have to make a healthy decision for myself to leave a previous life behind. I'm the healthiest and happiest that I've ever been. And I'll say this as a Sagittarius. We do not like being lied on.
Okay.
If we hear that you've lied on us, that is our biggest pet peeve. So I understand where she was coming from. She's saying pretty much we did not break up because of cheating. I think she ended it because, you know, they're young. They're in their 20s still.
Right.
And I think she's saying, I need to discover myself. And I think they might get together because they always do this anyway. So much love to Miley and Liam. They're on the single block right now.
Single again.
Hey, I'm single again. Uh-huh. Back on the prowl.
Okay.
I thought I was perfect. I don't know how. Hey, Liam. Yes. Holla.
Holla, boo. speaking of boos, looks like Jordan Sparks might have a new boo.
Woods.
Oh, sorry, Jordan Woods. You know I get my Jordans confused.
Jordan Sparks is married. We ain't trying to get sued.
Sorry, Jordan. We know you married. Happily married. Saw y'all loving listings and all. So, Jordan Woods might have a new boo. At least that's what the paparazzi are saying. But Jordan came into the comments, into the blog comments, and let y'all know she ain't got no new boo. Ooh. So, it was going around that a guy named by the name of Carl... he's just signed on to have a $190 million deal with the NBA. He's 7'23" and wears a size 20 shoe.
Oh, wait, how tall is he?
7 foot.
What size shoe?
20.
Damn.
Ladies,
oof.
This is your time. My hoes who have been ready for summer, summertime ho, this is your moment, my vets. You know what to do. So... Jordan went into the blocks and said, y'all are messed up. She goes on to say, y'all gonna make me not be able to have any friends and ruin relationships. LOL. Aww. Carl's like a brother to me. Have a blessed Friday. And then she wrote back to a friend and said, I don't know what the comment said in the beginning, because you know, with the blogs, everybody be writing everything.
Maybe.
But she wrote back and said, right, LOL. I don't remember furniture shopping with y'all, but I guess it sounds good. I guess the guy said, like, oh, everybody was there furniture shopping with y'all, but no, everybody wasn't there. It was just Jordan and Carl.
Baby,
her brother.
I ain't going furniture shopping with Howard, and I love Howard to death. But, you know, Jordan was on a podcast, and she did say... She's very private, and she was in a relationship that none of us knew about.
Oh, wow.
So she's a very... So this is a thing she's not going to let us know.
That's true.
And Jordan, he's 7 foot tall and wears a size 20. You said 20 shoe?
A size 20 shoe.
What are you doing with a size 20 shoe?
I don't even know. You definitely have to get that custom made.
Can you imagine?
Ugh.
I'd like to see it. The shoe. I want to see the shoe.
The shoe. Is it Nike or Puma? You know? We want to know.
Is it big? Is it small? The shoe.
The shoe.
What does a size 20 look like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Will I be able to hold it in my hands or, you know, the shoe?
Is it heavy? The shoe. I need help. Okay, let's go to our next segment, Burn Talk.
Oh, gosh, we're a mess. The Mimosas.
The Mimosas, which is a segment from social media, but Howard and I, we love to act out the stars' tweets because it's funnier that way. I'm going to start it off. So you guys may or may not know these people. You probably don't know who I'm about to talk about. I love them, but you might not know who it is. So, G Herbo, which is a rapper, his baby mother, Ari, I love her to death. She has a new boyfriend named Gervonta. He is a famous boxer.
Oh,
he's
wow.
kind of the new up-and-coming Floyd Mayweather.
Hmm.
Their relationship has been so rocky and been on social media. So, Ari, the beautiful Ari, took to social media, and she first said, can any pages that have any pictures of me and Gervonta remove everything, please? Anything that has my name attached to his, please remove it. He was a mistake.
Oh.
So I remember I woke up, and I was like, girl, what happened? What's the tape?
Okay.
She explained it to me without me even really asking her. She said, N-words coming, this bitch trying to fight at 4 a.m. while my son is in here sleeping. Bitch, somebody ain't gonna make it out.
Ooh.
I ain't going for it. The second time, shit gonna be different. They always say that. Now, for those who don't know, Gervonta had a baby mother at the time, and she a little I don't want to say the B word, bitter.
Oh, no.
She's a little upset. So baby mother Drita, she came into the chat. She said, Santana killed that verse, walk him like a dog, and that bitch took him from you. Now she in distress.
Ooh.
Well, Ari caught wind of what the baby mother was talking about. And Ari says, you don't want no smoke, my G. I got your whole vagina on my phone. She said the P word. I'm saying vagina. 3 times on my son.
Oh.
And the baby mother says, ho, I am smoke. What up? This is so ridiculous. Sorry. And then the baby mother says, you ain't a game changer. You watch an N-word dog me out. Now you mad. Because he told you you was going to change. Take the L in public, sis.
Ooh.
Ari says, dog me? Girl, we in it because you insecure. Oh. You wasn't his bitch, so stop all that cap. I am so old, I don't know what any of this means. She said, nobody knew shit about you. I'm definitely the game changer. You don't know what's going on, sis. The baby mother says, you ain't too bright, bitch. Because you probably pulled my resume. Don't make this about me. Keep me out all your shit, ho. Why you mad? Ari then said,
oh, no.
This is like one of those like black novels that we're reading right now. And it's yes. like, and then she said, this is last. She says, stop before I put your heart in your stomach.
Ooh.
I know that feeling. I let you be the bitter baby mother too much. I'm the one making the plays on your end. Relax, bitch. And she said, ain't a game changer. You watch that N word.
A mess. A whole mess.
End of the day, this is too much. And I have no idea what they just said.
Right.
If you guys know, slide into our comments and let us know. But I do love Ari. And I think she's very beautiful. And I think pretty much what Ari was saying is, look, your baby father dogged you. But because of me, I told him to be around your child. I told him to give you child support. Mind your business. Don't comment on anything. Let us beef in public.
Exactly.
Just a mess, y'all. I'm too old. Sorry if I got all the slang wrong. I don't know.
Well, speaking of a mess, bad Barbie or bad baby.
Aww. What's her song that we used to use for our opening?
Hi, babe.
Hey! Shout out to you, Steph. You're a real one. Hi, bitch.
Okay.
Hi, bitch. Hi, bitch.
Yes, I do. I will say I do bump this song.
This and that best friend song. The go best friend bestie, song. You my bestie. Go bestie. You my bestie.
Well, she took to her social media to let y'all know her man might be her bestie or he may not be. Ugh. So she put in a long little post. Long. Said, let me tell y'all something about this boy right here. This gotta be the most talented person I've ever met. Mm. Not only is he talented, but he has amazing heart and he is truly a good person. I'm tired of seeing y'all bash him and talk bad about him. Y'all only speak on what you see, but what y'all don't seem to realize, what you don't seem to realize out there, is he really been through some shit.
Girl, bye.
That's what makes him act how he do. Y'all don't know him like I do. My tattoo has our own personal meaning behind it. I shouldn't have to sit here and explain myself, but I'm gonna. The truth is, we no longer are together. And you can tell I'm young because I got a tattoo and I knew we weren't gonna be together, but I still got the tattoo. But we will always be a part of each other's lives no matter what anyone's got to say. We played a big part in each other's lives and helped each other through a lot of SH. We talk all the time and no one will ever change that. No one. I by his side till he die and even after that. Cantrell, I love you, 4L. Bad baby, everybody.
First of all, Cantrell, young boy, allegedly, I'm going to say alleged, beat up his first baby mother, Janae.
Mm.
And he's on video, allegedly, but I've seen the video of him punching her in the face.
Wow.
He also allegedly got Floyd Mayweather's daughter pregnant. This young man is like, the ladies love him, and I don't know if he has the golden ticket or not. I got the golden ticket.
Golden ticket.
I don't know, but the girls love him. But allegedly, like, he's not, from what I've seen, not the greatest person. So to see these young girls, like, you know... She's what, 14, 15?
Yeah, like 15.
Oh, God. Dr. Phil, this is your time to come in now. Come get this girl, please.
Dr. Phil tried.
Oh, speaking about trying, Young Thug released a brand new album.
Okay.
Really good album. I'm a fan of Young Thug. But Wyan Lucci, Reginae's boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, he made a comment. So for those who don't know, him and Young Thug have real life outside beef.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these rap beefs are not real, but this is actually a real life beef. They have real life beef. So Young Thug released his brand new album, and Wyan Lucci was like, that's a cap-ass album. Like,
ooh.
That's what the kids are saying. Cap, right? The kids are saying it. Which means the album's fake. It's whack. Bozzy, bozzy, blah. I feel like Wendy Williams ill just now. And like, that's what the kids are saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Are we at that age hour?
No.
Okay, good.
Definitely not.
Because being a young 25... I'm a Gen X or Z or whatever the hell it is. Okay, so I'm a millennial trying to be a Gen Y. So Young Thug just was like, he added him. He was like, if I ain't like what you do for your mother and your kids, I would have been killed you.
Oh.
He said it, I ain't say it. So then Wyan Lucci wanted to be super shady. So if people don't know, Lucci has been going through drama with Reginae with the cucumber party and cheating.
Right.
But then he then said he slept with Young Thug's girlfriend, Jerrica. Jerrica had to get some things off her chest. So I'm going to read what she said. She said in all caps, I tolerate zero disrespect. And since you want to engage in hoe activities because you scary, I'm going to get at your bitch. You bringing a woman into a man's fight is clown activity, especially a bitch you have zero dealings with. Sit the fuck down or man up and handle your business. Tell your bitch ass. Now she's talking to Reginae, Lil Wayne's daughter and Lucci's girlfriend.
Oh no.
To brag on some shit he really got, like some clout chasing you never had. Reginae, he need to hold his L like he holding my nuts in his mouth. So pretty much, Jerrica's like, keep my name in my mouth. You've never slept with me. Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with my boyfriend and that's beef, why are you bringing my name into it? I'm a woman. I have nothing to do with this. So he's saying he slept with her. She's saying, leave me the F alone.
Leave me alone.
Just too much.
Way too much.
Speaking about too much, let's go into our next segment. Breaking news and gossip.
Woo!
Yes. I am Nakia Monet, and I have a breaking news report. Jadenna. So, I've been manifesting a lot lately, Howard, and manifesting yes. usually comes true. So, I'm going to manifest right now. Let's hold hands. Let's manifest.
Okay.
Dear universe,
yes.
I manifest that Jadenna and I bump into each other randomly, and we start grinding on each other at one of these pop-up shops that he's been having, and that I secretly get pregnant, but not like for real pregnant, but like secretly get pregnant, and we get to make out, and we get to have conversations and hold each other's hands.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. I've seen what you've done for my friends. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jadenna, I am pregnant. Jadenna has released a brand new album, 85 to Africa, I believe that's the name of it. And he's been doing these great pop-up shots, but in the pop-up shots, he's been grinding on all these beautiful women. And I like to be one of those women that he's grinding on. So I've manifested to the Lord. I've spoken to existence, and this is okay. The laws of attraction. So Jadenna, if you're watching, because I know you are, duh. Hi, I'm here.
Hey.
Pull up. I'd like to get pregnant by you.
We've got a couch for you.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
I love you, Jadenna.
I'm Nakia Monet, and this is your breaking news report.
Yeah.
He's so hot. I mean, can we admit that Jadenna's hot?
He's a good-looking man.
It's a good man, Savannah.
That's a good man, Savannah.
That's a good man, Savannah. But mama, you fuck him then. Sorry, Waiting to Exhale. Great movie.
Great movie. Oh, my gosh. So, we gave you Jadenna and his fine self. Let's take you to Dusty, Crusty, and Musty. Oh, flashing lights!
Hey.
You gonna need your eyes flashed out with this crystal band. Call that black, y'all.
Ooh, child, not Dusty, Crusty.
Ooh, boy.
The Musty.
So... Kodak Black pleads guilty, as he should, to federal weapons charges. So Kodak Black, who's 22, well, you know, who knows, really, authorities said one of the guns he owned was found at the scene of a March shooting in Pompeo Beach. Black also faces drugs, weapon charges, sexual assault charges. I mean, just to name a few in other states, he could face up to 20 years in prison and a $500,000 fine. He is scheduled to be sentenced on November 13th. I mean, Black, let it go.
Let her go, baby. Listen, I don't wish jail on anybody, but Kodak Black has been in the news for saying really nasty and horrible and mean things to people, especially to women. He's been charged with sexually assaulting and, like, raping women. He's been saying nasty things to people when he said the things to Lauren London about Nipsey Hussle, right, when he threatened Young Miami's life and then her car got shot up. It's just a lot of things where you don't wish these things on people when you're saying and doing bad things. It's right. Like, fam. The fact that he's only 22 bugs me out. He's so young. I thought he was 45.
Okay.
I'm not even trying to be funny. I really thought Kodak was 45. Like, he's 22, fam. But yeah, like, he's just done a lot of bad things. So I hope he gets it together. Because, you know, I believe in the law of attraction. I believe in karma. And when you do bad, bad. When you do clownery, the clownery will come out.
Okay.
Okay. Speaking about clownery, marriage boot camp. VH1 loves their clown show. Not clown, I don't want to say that. Crazy shows. So Marriage Boot Camp is actually filming for their brand new season, but baby, they had to put the show on hold for a minute.
Oh boy.
Because there's been some drama. So production on the popular WE TV show. Oh, I said VH1. I'm sorry, WE TV. WE TV, because you know VH1, this is
their thing. Yeah.
WE TV, love y'all. Their brand new show, Marriage Boot Camp, was shut down after a major brawl between Hazel Lee and Shonda Denise. So Shonda Denise is the wife of Willie Taylor from Day 26.
Okay.
What's one of their songs?
Since you've been gone. It's been a while.
Yep, sure.
I do love that song, Co-Star, though.
Oh, I love that song. I love Day 26. I know Diddy's trying to bring back Megan the band, but I need to see a resolution between Day 26 and Danny McCain.
Exactly.
Just saying. But she's the wife of Willie, and Hazel E made some really nasty comments in the past in 2017 about dark-skinned women. And as a dark-skinned woman, I don't approve of you, Hazel E. But sources say that Sean and Hazel E started brawling first, tearing the set apart, tearing down drapes.
Wow.
Reportedly, Devin B, who is Hazel's new boyfriend, and Willie got into a big fight. Security had to come and the furniture was moved. We don't know if it's going to be aired on TV, but I'm sure it will, because it's reality TV.
Yes.
I'm excited for Marriage Boot Camp. Will you be watching?
I'll be watching just for this.
Baby.
Sure will. And then I heard about Laura Gavani or whatever. She's going to be on there with her family. Ooh. And you know, we just reported last week Michelle A was coming on there. So I'm excited.
Something in my heart that got me hooked on you.
Something.
Ooh, I tried to really harmonize. Sorry, I don't know. I thought this was karaoke. People think I can sing because I have a deep voice.
I get it. Tony Braxton.
You. Ooh. Okay.
Oh, well. There's something not in Jamie Foxx's heart, and that's love. Apparently, him and his girlfriend, who never really claimed, but we call kind of new, Katie Holmes, they've broken up after 6 years of being together. Secretly, but like non-secretly. Very weird. So sources told Page Six that Fox and his girlfriend of 6 years, Katie Holmes, have split. Now they're being told that Fox has moved on to another girl named Selma or Selva. He moved her into his mansion. Fox, Jamie, also points out that the girl is as young as his daughter, Corinne, who was 25. Some reports say that the girl he moved in, Selma or Sella, is 21, while reports say that she's just 19, so it's very iffy. But Jamie did go on his social media and posted a video addressing what was going on with their living arrangement. He insisted he is just helping to launch her music career. She's here to sing. He said, when I met Ed Sheeran, I didn't know him from Adam. Fox helped him. He also said that he slept on my couch for 6 weeks. Nick Cannon was 13 years old. He used to sleep at his old house. Everybody comes to his crib. Apparently, Fox is just saying he's just a healthy man.
Jamie. Mm. Also, my Sagittarius brother. Hi, Jamie.
Oh, boy.
You know, Sagittarius are evil, but we got to meet Jamie Fox. We got to interview him.
We did.
Jamie Fox is right. He has helped a lot of people's careers. Everything he said is absolutely right. Where Jamie, I heard he has the house where, like, you can come. It's a very open door. He's helped people like Chris Brown. Ed Sheeran, like, his door has been open.
Wow.
But I do find it kind of weird that, like, him and Katie Holmes, which is also weird because him and Tom Cruise were friends.
Right.
I wonder what Tom thinks about that. Just broke up. And then he's going to clubs with this young girl. And she's, like, I heard she's 19. Some say 21, but I believe she literally just graduated high school, which is kind of gross. So he's saying he's helping her music career. I love Jamie. So I don't know. I don't want to speak on it too yet.
I know, me neither.
He went on social media and said it's absolutely not true, but
I believe it.
He's a man.
Help us out, Jamie. We already met you.
Listen,
we move in for about 2 years?
Hold on. Jamie, hold on. You're helping everybody. How did I... Can you help us?
Exactly. We'll met you.
We interviewed you. You loved us. We met you. Can we sleep on the couch, Jamie?
Well, that's all. At least a little pull-out couch
Come
would be
on.
Nice.
You're helping everybody else. Okay. Help us. We love you, Jamie Foxx. let's go to our next segment. Love you. Where are they now? Where they at, though?
Where they at, though?
Hey. Where they at, though? Hey, where they at, though?
That's what we've been asking about our favorite cartoons. But it looks like they're coming back. And I'm talking about The Proud Family and Lizzie McGuire. Yes, so Disney is in their bag, baby. So they gave us The Lion King. They decided now they're going to give us a streaming service. And not only that, but bring back some of our favorite shows like Lizzie McGuire and The Proud Family.
Stop.
I cannot wait. So Hilary Duff, who's the original Lizzie McGuire girl, like the original Disney kid, everybody kind of knew her. It was like Lizzie, Raven, and then somebody else, maybe Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
I know, Lindsay Lohan.
Poor thing.
Poor girl. But Hillary, she went on her Instagram and said, surprise! I've been trying to contain this excitement for a long time. While this has been in the works, I am beyond excited to be back home again, back with my girl, and into her 30s.
I'm excited. It. Because I just think all these reboots are happening. They're trying to do this new thing. I love to see an older Raven. I love to see older Lizzie. I want Even Stevens to come back. Uh-huh. Like, we got Penny's gonna be older. Do you remember the theme song for Proud Family?
And you and me will always be a thing.
Every single day and night.
Oh, even when I start to act like a fool. You know, I'm loving everything that you do. Yeah.
Family. Proud Family. Shout out to Solange. Thank you. I'm super excited. Disney, first of all, is crushing us all.
Sure.
Because Disney is coming correct, but I love that Disney is bringing back, as a millennial, someone in their 30s to see stuff that we grew up with in high school. I'm excited to see Lizzie McGuire in her 30s. I'm excited to see Penny Proud. She's probably grown in college. Mm-hmm. Raven now has 2 kids. I have a feeling Even Stevens is going to come back because Shia LaBeouf has been on a good path, and I see it.
I can see it, too. I'm happy for these reboots. I love Raven's Home. I think they did such a great job because it's targeted towards the kids, but still, even like me being as adult, it's still funny to see Raven and the best friend.
I love that's kind of like Degrassi. It's great. They did that with Degrassi too.
Oh, yes.
They took the 80s cast and put them in our generation, but the people who knew Disney is on our necks.
They own it.
So if you got a streaming service, be careful.
Okay.
Disney's coming. All right, let's go to my favorite topic, but it's not so good. Villain of the week. This villain of the week is going to be dedicated to Daniel Pantanello. For those who don't know who Daniel Pantanello is, so Eric Gardner, the one and only, was murdered 5 years ago in New York City. He normally sells Lucy's, but he was actually out in New York City breaking up a fight. Friendly man, father, grandfather, son, brother. He was murdered by the NYPD, and I'm from New York, so I take this story very seriously. And he was recorded saying that I couldn't breathe, and they murdered him, and they put him in a chokehold and took his life. 5 years have gone by. It's now 2019. This has happened in, 2014. Daniel Pantanello still had his job as a effing NYPD cop. Everyone was upset, and we didn't understand why he still had his job. Bill de Blasio is now running for president. Weird. I'm from New York. He is our mayor. A lot of people do not like him. I love Mayor Bill de Blasio. I do think that they need to fix our trains and get rid of the rats and fix the heat and the projects and give the poor people get the mold out.
Yeah.
But Mayor Bill de Blasio was booed at the latest Democratic debate and because of Eric Gardner. So all of a sudden, Daniel Pantanello is now fired. My thing is, why has it been 5 years this man has had a job after he killed Eric Garner. It's on video. People have been saying if it wasn't on, but it's been on video. And Eric Garner and his poor family, this man has lost his life for no goddamn reason. 5 years later, is it justice because he lost his job 5 years later? Like, do we celebrate? This poor family cannot. They don't have their dad, their husband, their son. Eric Garner's mother has been out here fighting the good fight. And it's like, though he's fired, do we celebrate because it's been 5 years later? So he is the villain of the week because though he lost his job, he still will be just fine.
Okay.
I don't want to hear it. Nope. He'll be okay.
All right.
So rest in peace to Eric Garner and condolences to his family.
And I want to know about, like, the Eric's sister, because I know she was out there in the streets just, you know, protesting, like, I don't want, you know, your prayers are nice, but why is this man still working? Why is he still getting able to live his life? You know, she lost her father, then lost her sister, who's fighting the good fight. And it's just like, come on.
This man has a job, and don't get it twisted. He's NYPD, which means he's always covered. I got friends and family that work for NYPD. Mm-hmm. Don't get it twisted. Though he has been fired, he will be safe. He will be fine. He will get a pension.
Exactly.
Eric Garner's family does not have Eric Garner anymore. No. So is this even justice? Thanks for firing him 5 years later.
Right.
Why the long wait? So he's the villain of the week for me. Let's go to our next segment, Shows to Watch. Ew. This is where Howard and I, we like to tell you what's going on in reality TV because there's so much good stuff on TV and there's a brand new show coming out. Howard has the deets for you.
Definitely. So on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, I do the Growing Up Hip Hop LA and Atlanta After Show. And now looks like Growing Up Hip Hop is now going to New York. Yes. They made the switch.
My hometown.
Gotta go everywhere. So that's going to be our new show. So it looks like the children of the notorious hip-hop icons Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Irv Gotti, Rev Run, Flavor Flav, Charlie Baltimore, Old Dirty Bastard, Kid Capri are taking over the Big Apple where the hustle never sleeps. So Love Triangles, Abandonment, Pregnancies, DNA. I mean, just so many things are going to be showing on this show, and it's going to be pretty good. So it's going to be a series premiere on Thursday, this coming Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I mean, are we tuning in?
I'm excited to see New York.
I'm excited too.
And these are all legendary rappers. I'm excited to see Charlie Baltimore's daughter because she looks just like her mom. She's a DJ, Sanai. She's from Philly. I'm excited to see Old Dirty Bastard's son. Rest in peace. Fat Joe. Don't get it twisted. Like, I love LA and I love the Atlanta crew from Growing Up Hip Hop, but New York, I don't know if it's because these people are so active, so they hold a name. When you hear Rev Run, when you hear ODB, you hear Ja and Irv. So, and I also feel old seeing their kids growing up because I remember their kids were little. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Shout out to the New York crew. Will you be covering the show?
I'll be covering the show on Thursday. So make sure you guys tune in to that. We'll do our show at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Hey. So make sure you guys watch that. I think Angela Simmons is going to be also the executive producer of this one.
Okay, queen. Come on, Angela Simmons. I love Angela Simmons. Shout out to her. Shout out to Rev Run and that whole family. And I'm happy to see that the kids of superstars are doing their own thing and they're hustling. And New York is a city that never hustles.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for joining us on this crazy ride of Back to Reality. Howard and I, we're going to take a break next week because it is a holiday.
Right.
But in September, we have tons of guests. Tons of new content you guys are going to see us. We're just taking a week off. Don't fear. We'll be back in 2 more weeks. It's going to be a crazy, crazy Back to Reality. But before we leave, Howard, let the fans know where they can find you at.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also, like I said, do the show on our sister channel, AfterBuzz TV Network, on Thursdays for Growing Up Hip Hop New York at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So come on and hang out with me over there.
Yes. Make sure you guys subscribe and like and follow everything BHL. I do want to say from the bottom of me and Howard's heart, we appreciate you guys for watching our show.
Yes.
The little show that could. Thank you guys so much for your comments. We appreciate them all. Mm-hmm. We love y'all for rocking with us. We will not be here next week because it is Labor Day weekend. Hey, if you're like West Indian, we will see you guys in September. We're having tons of guests, tons of new content. Make sure you guys have a great weekend. I'm Nakia Monet. You can follow me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. I will see you guys 2 Sundays from now. Bye. Bye.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.